At the Mid-South Farm in Jinsha, I'm visiting with Richard Brock of the Brock Associates and Brock Report. Richard, it's good to see you here. You really had a standing room audience this morning for your annual commodity outlook here at the show. What are some of the key takeaways you were hoping these folks would walk away from?
Well, I think I always talk about not just thinking about where markets are headed, but how to make decisions in markets, which I think is more important than having an idea of price direction. But probably the point I made that startled people more than anything else was I encouraged them to shift acres to plant acres to cotton if they're in a cotton-producing area, and I know that caught a lot of people. And a lot of it has to do with the fact I'm just a real contrarian. I think all the bearish news in cotton is known. This market has discounted most of the negative news, and so price-wise, I think the downside risk is minimal, and the upside potential, I believe, is going to be greater than most people are anticipating. So, whereas in soybeans, I believe there's still considerable downside risk in the market, and people are wanting to shift to beans because it costs less per acre to put the beans out. But I think when the year's over, they'll probably be better off raising cotton than soybeans.
Well, I loved a remark you made also when you were talking about corn. And what's the best way to double your money in corn right now?
Is to fold it in half and put it back in your pocket. And, the thing that's different about corn, though, it depends on whether you're irrigated or non-irrigated. If you're a Mississippi Delta farmer and you're all irrigated, corn's the way to go. But if you're non-irrigated, it's a different situation. And you've got more weather risk in non-irrigated. You get much bigger yields. And the cash flows in that situation would be better on corn than some of these other crops. But in the non-irrigated areas, I like the cotton.
Yeah. So I think you had a little Q&A at the end. I had to bug out for a scheduled interview. What kinds of questions are you getting hit with right now?
Well, it depends on the audience. I've had other audiences recently that really want to talk about the financial situation of other producers elsewhere, what we're now calling the burn rate. How long will it take farmers to run out of cash with these kind of commodity prices? I think people are concerned about relationships between producers and landlords right now. It's a cat and mouse game right now. Is the landlord willing to accept a lower rate where the farmer can make money, or is the farmer going to pay up and lose money? So we're going through, I think, a three-year adjustment phase here, where while I think short-term you might see friendlier corn and soybean prices, we're not going to see any major bull market. We're not going to get back to levels that are profitable in either one. And so it's a huge period of adjustment. And then I think everybody's concerned about what it means for farmland prices longer-term as well.
Absolutely. I've been hearing those same kind of things at some of the conferences I've been to. Well, thank you very much, Richard. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.